Today's shir is Masechta Pesachim Daf Kuf Tazayin. We will begin in Daf Kuf Tazayin Amar Aleph at the third line. We learned in the Mishnah, Af Bishe Ein Charoises Bishe Mitzvah, even though Charois is not a mitzvah. That was a statement that we learned in the Mishnah. Ask the Gemara, V'iloi Mitzvah, if the Charoises doesn't represent a mitzvah, ask the Gemara, Mishe Mai Maisala. Why do we eat the charoises? Why do we bring it to the table if there is no mitzvah in eating the charoises? Answers the Gemara, Amar of Ami, because what we discussed in our previous year, Mishim Kofa, the maror has in it some poisonous effect or taloyim, worms. We said the two pshatim in our previous year. And because of that, Chazal wanted us to dip the maror into that charoises to take care of any such problems. Continues the. So according to this, the smak says, this that we eat charoises turns out not to be really a mitzvah. It turns out that we're only eating it because of, we don't want to get sick, chas v'shal. Amar Rav Asi, kafa d'chasa, the poison that is in the chasa, chama, the antidote to it is to eat radishes. Kafa de chama, if somebody has problem with the radishes, he should eat karti. He should eat leek. Kafa de karti, and if that bothers him, chamimi, he should eat, drink hot water. Kafa de kula, and in general, any vegetable that represents a problem, the best thing to do is chamimi, is to drink hot water. Ad hachi v'hachi, until he gets the hot water available. Nema hachi, what he should say is, kofa kofa d'chrinaloch, ulsheb b'nosach, ulatamni kalosach, a lachish that we don't necessarily understand. Continues the Gemara of Elizabeth Tzedek Omer, that the charoises is a mitzvah. Ask the Gemara, my mitzvah. So according to this opinion, that the charoises is a mitzvah, ask the Gemara, what is the mitzvah? Says the Gemara, Rav Levi Omer, Zecha l'tapuach, it's a commemoration for the apple tree. We know that the women of Klal Yisrael would have relations with their husbands under the apple tree, and like that, that would cause that they should have Baruch Hashem children. Rabbi Yochanan, and they did that in a private area under the apple tree where nobody could see them. Rabbi Yochanan says Zecha l'tit. It's a reminder of the cement that Klal Yisrael used in Mitzrayim when they were building on behalf of the mitzvah. Amar Abaya. So now that we've had this machloikis, what is the reason that we have the charoises? Is it zeich letit or is it zeich li? Is it zeich letit or is it zeich letapuach? Hilchach tzarch l'kayuei. We should mix into the charoises apple and wine that have that sharpness, that tang, and we also have to thicken it. L'kayue, we have to put into the charoises these sharp, tangy things, zeich l'tapuach, that they should have the taste of an apple. And we also have to make it thick, zeich l'tit, a reminder how the cement that they used in Mitzrayim was. The Taisus, the very Maskel Tzorich, quoting the Tshuvas Hagoyim, says that we should make charoises from different types of fruits that Klal Yisrael are compared to in Shir Hashirim. In Shir Hashirim, Klal Yisrael is compared to an apple, as the Pasuk says, Tachas HaTapuch Orer Ticha, compared to a Rimon, Kefelach HaRimon Rakoseich, they're compared to a Taina, HaTaina Chonta Pagel, Tomar, because the Pasuk says, Omarti Elika Tomar, Egois Alginus Egus Urarity. And he also says that we should put in almonds. Almonds are called shkedim, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu shechshachet Hakodesh Baruch Hu alakates. Hakodesh Baruch Hu brought the Yeshua, brought the Gula from Mitzrayim, as we know, much quicker than they were supposed to get out. Did they get out? Says the Gemara Tanya Kavasei, the Reb Yochanan Tavlin, the spices that we put into charoises are zeich l'tevin. Charoises, and the charoises itself should look like tit. Tagri Charoch. The people who sat in the stores that sold spices in Yerushalayim, Bova Tululacham Tavlin, buy before Pesach Tavlin, Lemitzvah, in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Charoises. So the Rashbam points out that we just said that Klal Yisrael Mitzrayim had relations, the wives of Klal Yisrael had relations, Tachas HaTapuach, under the tree. And the Pasuk says, Kesheyanu Oisoi, Ken Yirba, V'ken Yifritz. As much as they tried to harm us, we kept on multiplying. So that's why we specifically put the maror into that apple. And what we're saying is that even in the middle of the difficult times, Klal Yisrael were under a very difficult situation in Mitzrayim, still HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not forget us entirely. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu made sure that we should be able to multiply. Moreover, the Chasam Sofer says that as much as we're going to learn, there is a point to use this romaine lettuce for maror. Says the Chasam Sofer, we have to be very careful that romaine lettuce could be infested. And of course we know that eating something that's infested carries with it many, many isurim. Therefore, he says, just we should make sure to check it, that it doesn't have any infestation. Says the Mishnah, Mazgul Kaisheni, they now pour for him the second of the four cups. V'kan haben shoyl aviv. This is the space, this is the time in the Haggadah where the son asks his father, the Manishtana. Says the Mishnah, Vim ein das beben. If the son can't figure out the questions on himself, by himself, of a Malamdai, his father should teach us. So as Rashi and Rashbam explain, because here we already haven't begun the meal, and already we've poured two cups of wine. This is something unusual, and this will cause the child to ask Manishtana what's going on this night. Another pshat that I saw from the Shlaw is that it was the custom of kings, of noblemen, that they would drink a number of cups of wine before they ate. Regular people, of course, did not do so. And here the child sees that in his family, this is what they're doing, and that causes him to ask, why are we acting this way? Isn't this is not the way we normally act. This is not the way we normally act. So the Rashbam, his girsa in the Gemara, is not the Kan, it's the Kain. The Kan, we know that in the Torah, when we speak about the Kli HaMishkan, the Torah speaks about the Kiyar and the Kanoi. And the definition of Kanoi is Besisoi, is the base. And that's what our Mishnah is teaching us. The Kan, the basis of Klal Yisrael to be able to survive is by having HaBen Shoyl, to ask, to teach our children to talk and learning. A similar pshat that I saw from the Yismach Yisrael is the Kan, the basis of Klal Yisrael is HaBen Shoyl, that we should ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Yeshuas, and as much as we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Yeshuas, that's as much HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to hear our tefillas. I saw that this point of the Haggadah is the time that people who need to have children, they're having issues, this is the time that one could daven the Kan. Here's the time, HaBen Shoyl, we could ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for children, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should hear our tefillas and be mekabel them. Here we also learn, says the Yismach Yisrael, the Mishnah said, L'fidat shalav melamdoi. The Mishnah is teaching us a very important lesson in chinuch, says the Yismach Yisrael, that a person is supposed to teach his children according to the ability of his child. And therefore, you have to look at your child and look at what are his abilities, and based on that, ask him. I saw that the Divrei Bina explains, why do we specifically ask the Manishtana after we pour the second cup? Because the halacha is that on the night of Pesach, it's the time that Kadosh Baruch Hu hears our tefillos. As we say during the Haggadah, V'nitzak El Shem, we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he heard our tefillos. The second kais is connected, we know that the dal kaises correspond to the dal l'shoinah shel gula. And the kais sheni represents the lashon of Yitzalti, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved us. He saved us. He chose us to be His Am Segula. And that's why they're able to do mitzvahs. So as the sun sees that Vitzalti, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved us, and we're using this that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved us in a proper manner, we're recognizing that we're Bonim LaShem Elokeichem. That's what the Seder is all about. Says the Mishnah further, he asks, Manishtan alayla, zemi kol alaylas. Shemichol alaylas ono echlim chometz matzah. All year round, we eat chometz matzah. Halayla zeh kulay matzah. On this night, we only eat matzah. So I saw the Gra asks that the wording of Manishtan alayla zeh, hazeh is loshen zocher. Laila is loshen nekeva. So shunta we said, laila hazois. So the Gra says, when we say Manishtana Laila Zeh, which is a Lashon Zohar, and Leilas, which is Lashon Akeva, is to teach us, just like a woman, we know is Potter, for mitzvahs asesh as magroma, mitzvahs that don't apply all the time. Avalaila Zeh, this night, even the women are treated like Zohar. Everybody is obligated to fulfill on the night, of Pesach, all of the mitzvahs. There's no difference in this night between men and women. Further, next question that's asked: Shemchol alaylas ano echlim shayu rakus. All the nights of the year we eat all types of vegetables. Halayla zeh mara. So most don't have the girsa halayla zeh kulay mara because we don't only eat mara. As we've been discussing in the previous shiurim, karpas one should of course l'chatchili eat a different vegetable. But there are that do have the girsa kulei maror, because it's going back to what we discussed in the previous shurim, that sometimes one could use the maror vegetable also for karpas. Shemchal laylas ono echlim basar, when we eat meat any night of the year, we eat it tzli, roasted, sholuk, very much cooked, mavushal cooked, halayla boiled, halayla zeh kulei tzli, on the night of Pesach, we only ate roasted meat. Because, as the Rashbam explains, this was the question that was asked when the Beis Hamikdash was standing, and we brought the Karm Pesach. And from here we see that not only was the Karm Pesach eaten raw, roasted, but as we've discussed previously, when the Karm Pesach was brought, they also ate the Karm Chagiga, and the Karm Chagiga was eaten raw as well. Shemchol alaylas onu matbilim pamachas. All the years we only dip twice, once. Halayla zeh, but on this night we dip twice. So the Mefarshim ask, what are the two times? Karpas in salt water and Marer in Charoisis. So the Mefarshim ask that, yes, at this point he already has seen them dip the Karpas in the salt water. But the Marer in the Charoisis is only going to be dipped much later in the Seder. So how is he asking? So I saw that the Mefarshim answer that since the Chazeres is on the table, the maror is on the kara, and that causes the child to ask, what is this maror here for? And his father will tell him, because we're ultimately going to dip it into the charoisis, and that's why he knows to ask this question. So, of course, the question is, why isn't the haseva mentioned in the Mishnah? So the Gra explains that the reason the Mishnah didn't bring the question of haseva, because in the Zman of the Beis HaMikdash, everybody always ate Baseva. So the child seeing them eating Baseva doesn't represent anything different. These other questions that we just learned represent something that's unique to the night of Pesach, which they don't see any other night during the year. Another point that I saw the Mefarshim make, that there's a specific point, there's a specific need to ask four questions. We can't, unfortunately, Bizman Azeh, ask the question about the Karm Pesach, which we don't have, so that's why they replaced it with the question about Haseva. Says the Mishnah, Ulfi Datu Shalben, according to the child's intelligence, Ovim Melamdoi, his father should teach him what happened by Yitzis Mitzrayim. Maskel Beginus, we should begin the Haggadah by discussing our difficulties. Umsayim Beshvach, how great Baruch Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. Dorish, and he should explain the psukim that are speaking when they bring out the Bikurim, Arami Oivet Ermi, actually Yigma Kol Parsha Kula, say that entire Parsha. So the Shulchan Aruch Rav says, Im Ein Das Ben Avav Melamdoi, the Avav Melamdoi, he explains, is that the father should teach his child the Manishtanim. The Masham says, the Pshat in the Mishnah is, the father should explain to him the entire story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So he saw that our Mishnah begins, the Mishnah is teaching us Maskel B'Gnus or Messiah B'Shvach. So the question is that why indeed the night of Pesach, when Baruch Hashem, we speak about how HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, do we have to mention the Gnus? Do we have to mention the terrible things that we were if they avoid the Zorah? So Marsha explains that because Chazal were concerned that if we're going to speak at the night of Pesach about all the great things that happened to us, what that may cause is that we should start feeling a little arrogant. So we say, Maskel B'Gnus, we're not so great. We started off as Avoy Dezorah. Another pshat that I saw is that what we're saying is that maybe Klal Yisrael really didn't deserve to be taken out of Mitzrayim. We're Oivdei Avoy Dezorah. But we're saying the Chesed Hashem, that even though we weren't so great, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us this tremendous toivah and took us out of Mitzrayim. But the Michtav Eliyahu has a different pshat. He says, if we think about Avram Avinu went against what everybody else was saying and doing. Everybody else in his time were Oivdei Avodah Zarah, and Avram Avinu went against the flow. And that's what we need to mention by Yetzias Mitzrayim. What we need to mention by Yetzias Mitzrayim is that Avram Avinu taught us that we don't just have to imitate what other people do. We have to do what's right. And even if it means going against the flow, going against what everybody else does. The Yismach Yisrael explains that when we say Maskel B'Gnus, Messiah B'Shvach, what we're really saying is that sometimes in our lives we have difficulties. But we should know that even if it's Maskel B'Gnus, even if it's a time that it's difficult, Messiah B'Shvach, we know that the end will be good. The Chedush Rim explains that even though Klal Yisrael may be Maskel B'Gnus, maybe they may be in a very bad place, if they daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we mentioned earlier, apparently it seems that the Manishtana is a time to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu at that time, that he should take us out, to save us from whatever tzaras we have, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do so. Says the Gemara Tanna Rabbanan, Chochem B'noi, if somebody's son is Baruch Shem HaChochem, Shaloi, she should teach, ask him the Manashtana, Vim Ein HaChochem, but if his son doesn't have that ability, Ishtu Shaltoi, his wife should ask him. Vim Lav, and if he doesn't have a wife who could ask him the Manashtana, Hu Shaloi Atzmai, he should ask himself the questions. Afilu Shnei Talmid HaChochem, even two Talmid HaChochem, who are Yoidim B'Hilchus Pesach, that are so familiar in all the Hilchus of Pesach, still, Shailam Zel Azeh, they should ask each other, Manishtana Laila Zeh, Mikol Alaylus. So there's a very famous vort from the Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav says that one could fulfill the mitzvah of Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim just with speaking about Hilchus Pesach, speaking about all the various halachas of Pesach. And a raya to the Brisker Rav's concept is our Gemara. Because our Gemara says that what do the two Talmid Chachamim who want to speak to each other, speak about, they speak about Hilchus HaPesach. So we see that just speaking about Hilchus HaPesach is enough of a way to fulfill the mitzvah Yetzias Mitzrayim. So, of course, the question that needs to be discussed is what's the purpose of asking a question of two Talmid Chachamim going through the motions of asking the question to each other? Or what's the purpose, even more so, of asking the question to yourself? So, the Mishnah Berurah, and we've spoken about this previously, said that part of the mitzvah of Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim on the night of Pesach is that it has to be B'derech Shaila Tshuva. It has to be in a question-answer form. So even though it doesn't really seem to be making much sense that I'm asking myself the questions, especially if I know the questions, especially if I know the answers, since on the night of Pesach we're supposed to ask the questions in such a format, That's what has to be done. So we learned in the Mishnah that the question is, Shemchol HaLayla is Onu Matbilim Pam Achas, HaLayla Zeh Shtei Pamim. Maskler Rava asks Rava, Otokal Yoyma Lesagya Delay Matbil Chad HaZimna, can we do dipping every day? Why do we say Shemchol HaLayla is Onu Matbilim Pam Achas? Which seems to indicate that every night of the year we have to dip. Is that true? This is the way to say. Every night of the year, we're not obligated to dip even once. Halayla zeh shtei pamim. Maskula Rav Safra asks Rav Safra, the way you're explaining, there's a chiyuv to dip twice. Ask the Gemara, chiyuv ladardaki, is that something that we have to do with children? Are children obligated to dip twice? We don't speak about obligations. So we learned at the end of the Mishnah, Maskel b'gnus or Mesayim b'shvach. Ask the Gemara, my b'gnus. What is the gnus that we begin with? So Rav Amar, the gnus that we begin with is, B'tchila oivdei avodos galulim hoya aviseinu. We speak about that our forefathers were oivdei avodos zarah. And the Brisker Rav explains, what does that have to do with Yetzias Mitzrayim? So he explains that the entire purpose of us leaving Mitzrayim is, as we say, Lios Lachem Lelakim, that we should become the nation of Hashem. And therefore, this entire discussion of Metchila Hayavda Vedazara, until we left Mitzrayim, and then we accepted that Hashem is our God, everything is for that purpose. The purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim is to recognize that we ultimately have to come to Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim. Shmuel Amar Avadim Hayinu. We have to say that we were Avadim. And as the Miri explains, that on the day where a person is Baruch Shem rejoicing for whatever wonderful thing happened to us, that is the day to remember that what happened to us originally. And that's why we start Avadim Hayinu. We acknowledge that we were avodim, and then afterwards, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out, and we have to thank Him for what He did. Amalei Rav Nachman Ludara Avdei. Avdei the Mapik Leimari. If there was an Eved whose owner let him free, Avdei the Mapik Leimari Lecheres. V'yovlei Kaspa Dahava, and gave him silver and gold. Ma Boile Meimalei. What would this servant have to tell his owner? Amalei. He has to thank him and praise him for this wonderful favor he did for him. Amalei, so Rav Nachman told him, "Petartem milayim manishtana." Once we came to this recognition, we don't need to say manishtana anymore. And right away he began avodim hayinu. He began to say avodim hayinu because the purpose is to recognize what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us. He recognized what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us, and that's why it's enough. Says the Mishnah Gamliel Omer, "Kol shloi Omer." Shlosh dvarim elu. Whoever didn't say these three statements, Pesach on the night of Pesach by the Seder, lo yotzi yedei chavasoi has not fulfilled his obligation of the mitzvah halayla. Ve'lehein Pesach matzah umorim. So I saw two pshatim and what it means lo yotzi yedei chavasoi. The Ramban, the Avodram, other Rishonim say that he hasn't fulfilled the mitzvahs of that night. Others say that if you eat the matzah, and you eat the maror, you eat the Karban Pesach, without recognizing, if you just eat the Karban Pesach and don't make the statement what the Karban Pesach represents, then you haven't really fulfilled the mitzvah. And the same is by matzah, and same is by maror. The matzah, they're only considered something of a mitzvah if you explain the purpose of the mitzvah. Pesach, why do we say Pesach? Hashem shepasach hamakom abote avaseinu b'mitzrayim. We say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu passed over our homes in Mitzrayim. Shenemar v'amartem zeva pasachu Hashem asher pasach. We recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu skipped over our homes to be able, and like that, we were able to ultimately leave Mitzrayim. So it's very interesting that the Shal Tshuvas Eretz Tzvi discusses that our Mishnah made a very strong statement. Why is that? So he says that when it comes to Sukkos, the Torah is very clear that when one is mekayim the mitzvah sukkah on the first night of Sukkot, he has to know why he's doing the mitzvah. The pasuk says, "Leman yedu darisechem," that you should know, "ki besukkos hashavtis b'nei Yisrael." In other words, says the Eretz Tzvi, even according to the opinions we discussed in this perek that hold mitzvahs ain't tzrichus kavana, you don't have to have kavana when you do a mitzvah. By Sukkos, you have to have kavana, and otherwise you're not yoytz the mitzvah. And then he says, many times in Am Sechta, there's been a gzer shava, tezvav tezvav, which connects Sukkos to Pesach. So if by Sukkos, the halach is you have to have this kavana, so therefore says the Eretz Tzvi, so too will be the halach by Pesach, that you must have this kavana, and if you don't have the kavana, you're not yoytz the mitzvah. Matzah, why do we say matzah? Ashrim shenigla v'senim Mitzrayim, because we were saved from Mitzrayim. Shnema, v'yofes abotzek, HaKadosh Baruch Hu quickly took us out of Mitzrayim. Asher tzim Mitzrayim, they quickly baked the matzah. So Rabbi Avinel asks, the reason why we're supposed to eat matzah, that was before we left Mitzrayim in a hurry that they couldn't bake the bread. The Torah says, shivis yamim matzahs toichelu. So why are we saying that there was no time? That's the reason why we have to eat matzah. So he says that there's two tzivuyim. There were two times that we were supposed to eat matzah. One was they were supposed to eat matzah zech l'shibud. What they used to do is serve avodim. They used to serve slaves matzah because it doesn't get digested quickly. And the other reason is that we eat matzah because, as we just learned, we left Mitzrayim in a hurry. And therefore, that both aspects of eating matzah, and both should be mentioned Pesach by the Seder. Another pshat that I saw is that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Shivas Yomim Toichlu Matzahs Toichelu, he knew that we're going to be leaving Mitzrayim in a hurry. So because he knew that we're going to be leaving Mitzrayim in a hurry, he already said many years before that we should eat matzah for Pesach. So we discussed the point to say about the Korban Pesach. So the question is, why do we have to bring a Korban Pesach every year? Don't we remember what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us, as we say in the Seder, B'chol Dov Adar, Chayiv Odom Liris as Atzma, as we're going to say soon, Kil Yotzim Mitzrayim. So why do we have to bring a Korban Pesach? We should just say what happened in Mitzrayim. So the Sefer Knesset Yisrael explains that we think of the Seder, that we're mentioning what happened in Mitzrayim, that it's just reviewing a history. He says that is the wrong attitude to the Seder. The attitude we're supposed to have to the Seder is that what happened to Klal Yisrael on that night when they left Mitzrayim is happening to us every year and this night. And therefore, we have to do things like we did on that night. Maror, what do we eat? Maror, Hashem Shemaror Chat Mitzrayim, Chayav Asenim Mitzrayim. The Mitzrayim made our lives very difficult. Says the Mishnah, as we just mentioned, B'chol Dov Adar Chayiv Adam Liris Atzma Kilu Yot Mitzrayim. Every year, a person should view himself as he just left Mitzrayim. Shnei V'Gadat L'Vincha B'Yayim Hu Leimar Ba'Avaza Osa Shemli B'Tzeisi Mitzrayim. So our girsa is Chayiv Adam Liris. A person has to look at himself, as we just explained, as if he just left Mitzrayim. But the Rambam, in Hilchos Chametz Matzah, Perig Zayin, Halacha Vav, has a very interesting halacha. He says, B'chol dor v'dor, chayv odom laharois es atzmoy, kilu hu ba'atzmoy yotza atom shimim Mitzrayim. So the Rambam is teaching us, explains the Brisker Rav, that by Pesach, by night, a person is supposed to do different activities that should remind us and cause us to remember that we just left, as if we left Mitzrayim. And that's why there's the halacha of sitting by a seva. That's why there's the halacha of drinking the dalakaisis. Because on the night of Pesach, we want to so much remember how HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. And the way we are able to do so is by doing different activities that cause us to remember. And I saw that the Sefer Yisroch Yisrael explains that in Mitzrayim, Klal Yisrael was at a very low level. As we know, the Gemara says, the Malachim said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Halolo Avdei Vezoro, Halolo Avdei Vezoro, the both Klai Yisrael and the Mitzrim are both Avdei Vezoro. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked at the potential of Klai Yisrael. And he said, even though right now they're Avdei Vezoro, I know their potential. The Pasuk says in Yirmiyahu, Ani Hashem Choyke Leiv, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is able to look into the heart and mind of a person. And that's what we're saying in the Agada. B'chol dor v'dor, every generation, we're supposed to recognize the potential of every Jew. And the way, and by recognizing our potential and the potential of every Jew, that will come to bring us close to Hashem, which is the entire purpose of this Seder. So I saw that the Sefer Berech Moshe asks a question. That when Klai Yisrael left Mitzrayim, they as we just said, Avdei Vezoro, and they didn't do any mitzvahs. So how were they able to go out of Mitzrayim? But what, as we just said, says the Berech Moshe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't look at their current status. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked at their potential. And that's how we should look at ourselves now as well. Even if our Avodas Hashem is not as great as it ought to be, we should take the lesson of Yetzias Mitzrayim, that even though we were in Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, so too we always have the ability to leave our own Mitzrayim, to leave our own situation and come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lefikach, since that's the case, says that we say in the Agada, Anachnu Chayovim, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu for having done all these nisim for us. And Taisu says that the Girsa should be the Noimalafanov Shira Chadosha. And Taisu explains that the Medrash says, Kala Shairois. Usually when we say a Shira, we say it the Loshin the Keva. But the Shira, Lossad Lavoi, will be the Loshin Zachar. Why? That a woman, when she Baruch Hashem has a baby, she has to go through labor pains. And she has to go through Tzar Gilbonim. And that's why a shira is beloshin nekeva, because it's something that is not perfect. But when Mashiach comes, the shira that we're going to say is a whole shira chadasha. It's a whole new type of a shira. It's a shira that will not have as a follow-up any tzaras. The Shlah says that when our Mishnah says you say the word haleluka, it's not part of the nusach, it's just a simen. Now is the time to say the Hallel as we're about to learn. Ad Hechen Oimer. So as says the Gemara, now that we're starting to say the Hallel, we're not going to say the entire Hallel at this point, before the Suda. We're going to say part of it now, and we're going to say the rest later. So till where in the Hallel do we say? Ad Hechen Oimer. B'Shama Oimerim Ad Eim Abana Smecha Halluka. B'Sel Oimerim Till Chalamish Lamayna Mayim. We have this machlokes. So we see a machlokes. Why? First of all, why do we have to say the Hallel at this point? Shouldn't we just say the Hallel later? So I saw that the Vudram explains that every cup of the Dal Kaisis that we drink at the Seder, we're supposed to say a Shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on. So that's why Chazal taught us to say part of the Hallel on the, so we could say the second cup. But the Taisus Yontif says, the reason we don't say the whole Hallel, because Chazal wanted us to be able to get to the Shulchan Aruch. Perhaps the reason is, we want to make sure the children stay up for the Afikoymen. And that's the Machloikis of Beisham and Beis Hillel. Beishamai's opinion is, since we want to rush it up, we only say one Perek before the Suda. Beis Hillel says, since we're going to say the Birchas HaGula right after this recitation of the Hallel, so we should speak at least about Kriyas Yamsuf, because that was such an important nes that happened this night. And Rav Hai Goy points out that the Hallel that we say by the Seder is a different type of Hallel than we normally say. Normally when we say Hallel, Hallel, we say Kriyas Hallel, we read the Hallel. That's the bracha that we say before we say Hallel. The Hallel that we say by the Seder is a Shira, as we just said. It's an entire different type of Shira. It's a song, and it's very much connected to what we learned earlier in the Mishnah. Chayv Adam Lirisus Atzmai Kilu Yotz Mitzrayim. A person has to view himself as he left Mitzrayim. And since he has to view himself that way, he has to sing and thank Hashem for what he did for us. Chaysim Begula. We finished the bracha with Gula. And there's a machlokes, what does that mean? Rav Tarfon Aimer means, Asher Galon of Agolas of Aseret Mitzrayim. V'layayi Chaysim. We didn't say Baruch again. Rav Kiva Aimer, we say at the end of the bracha, Kein Hashem Elokeinu V'Elokei V'Seinu, Yagi'enu L'Mahadi Adem L'Argolam Acherim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us that we should have more Yom Tovim, Haboim L'Kraseinu L'Sholem, Smechem V'Vinyan Irecho, V'Sosim Avodasecho, V'Noich L'Sham, Min HaZvachim Min HaPsachim, because we first eat the Zvachim is the Karmach Hagiga, the Psachim is the Karm Pesach, until he ends. So now this is a lengthier bracha, and as we said earlier in our parak, when you say a lengthier bracha, you're supposed to end the bracha with a baruch. Our Gemara says that you say simcha v'sason. What's the difference between simcha and sason? Simcha represents the beginning, says the Gra, the beginning of Yeshua, and sason represents the end of the Yeshua. So, of course, as we mentioned, the Nusach in our Mishnah is you're supposed to say Min Hazvachim, Min HaPsachim, because Min Hazvachim is the Karm Chagiga, which first you eat the Karm Chagiga, and then Min HaPsachim, after they ate from the Karm Chagiga, they ate from the Karm Pesach. I saw, however, there are those that have the Minig that say Min HaPsachim u Min Hazvachim. And the reason that they have that Girsa is, as we've learned in this parak, that if Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, then they don't say, if Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, they did not bring a Karma Chagiga. As we learned earlier in the Masechta many times, if Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, the Karma Pesach is brought no matter what. But the Karma Chagiga is not brought if Erev Pesach is on Shabbos. And since the Karma Chagiga is not brought on Erev Pesach Shabbos, it turns out that not every year are we going to speak about the Zvachim. So that's why Min HaPsachim, we first mentioned the Psachim, because every year we're going to bring a Karm Pesach, and then we mention Min HaZvachim, it depends on the years. Some years we're going to bring the Karm Chagiga, and some years we will not. The Rishonim, here we spoke about the bracha that we make when we finish saying the Haggadah. But the Rishonim ask a question, why don't we make a bracha at the beginning of the Seder? Aren't we supposed to make a bracha before we do such an important mitzvah? So the Shibboleth Leket says that the bracha of Asher Golanu, which we just learned in our Mishnah, is the bracha on the mitzvah Sipitzis Mitzrayim. The Chasam Sofer, of course, asks a question. We know that the halacha is kol habrachas, all brachas should be recited over l'siyosin, before we do the mitzvah. So how can we say that the bracha of Asher Golanu, which is said after we do the mitzvah, is the bracha? So the Chasam Sofer answers, as we said in this Mishnah, we begin the Mishnah mitchila ovdei avodah zarah. At the beginning of the Haggadah, we're still in the status of ovdei avodah zarah. A person who's ovdei avodah zarah is not an individual who can make a bracha. The Chasam Sofer brings a raya. He says the halacha is that a ger, part of his gerus procedure, is that he has to go to the mikveh. So says the Chasam Sofer that when he goes to the mikveh, he can't make a bracha yet. He's not yet a Jew. First, he immerses himself. By immersing himself, he becomes a Jew. And then he should go to the then he can make a bracha and immerse himself a second time. At the beginning of the Haggadah, we aren't able to yet to declare a bracha. We're still mitchila avodah zarah avaseinu. Only later in the Seder are we able to speak and thank Hashem and be people who are able to make brachas. Another pshat that I saw is that the kiddush that we make at the beginning of the Seder is the bracha on the mitzvah Sipitzis Mitzrayim. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava Tzarech Shiyomer, at one point of the Seder, everybody has to say Oisanu Haitzi Misham. A person has to declare that a Kadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. Amar Rava. So we spoke in the Mishnah about matzah, Pesach Matzah Morer. So says Rava, matzah, when you come to that paragraph, Tzorach Labia, you have to pick up the piece of matzah and say to everybody, matzah Zushan Oichlam, hold the matzah and show this is the matzah. Morer, the same thing by Morer, when you're going to explain the Morer, Tzorach Labia. Basar, if they have some meat that's on the kara, that is Zechel Karim Pesach, and it's Tzorach Labia, you don't have to pick it up, because this isn't really Karim Pesach. Not only don't you have to pick it up, says Rava, V'layoid, Ella, you shouldn't pick it up, because Shenirik Oichel Kachim B'chutz, it looks like you're eating Kachim outside the base of Mikdash. But the Paiskim say that even though you're not supposed to pick it up, you should look at it when you're saying Pesach Su. Amar Vacha B'Yakov, Sumer, somebody who's blind, Pata Loma Hagada, is exempt from saying that God. Ksiv Hocha, it says, regarding Tzibitzis Mitzrayim, the Gadatel Vincha Bayom Huleima, Bavaza Osa Hashem Li B'Tzeis Mitzrayim, the Ksiv Hosam, it says by the Ben Sarah Meirer, that the parents say, B'neinu Zeh Sarah Meirer, Ma'la Halon, just like by Ben Sarah Meirer, by saying Zeh, we learn Prat L'Suma, that if the parents are blind, then their son cannot become a Ben Sarah Meirer. Afkan, since the Torah uses the same Zeh, Prat L'Suma and people who are blind are exempt from Tzibitzis Mitzrayim. Ask Mar Eni, is that indeed the halacha? Vama Marema, Shaltinu L'Rabbanon de Bei Rabbi Yosef. I asked the Rabbanon who learned in the Yeshiva Rabbi Yosef. Mandag Amagart Bei Rabbi Yosef. Who said the Agoda in the home of Rabbi Yosef? And from here we see, we spoke about this previously, the Michas Chinuch says that you could be Mekayim Mitzvah Tzibitzis Mitzrayim by one person saying the Haggadah and everybody else listening. The Maram Alashka disagrees, and his opinion is that Haggadah is a mitzvah that everybody has to say the Haggadah themselves, and not that one person should say the Haggadah for everybody else. But our Gemara clearly seems to indicate that one person said the Haggadah, and the question was, who was that person who said the Haggadah in the home of Rabbi Yosef? Omar, so the Talmidim said, Rabbi Yosef was the one that did it. Then I asked, Manda Omar Haggadah to be Rav Sheshes, who was the one that led the Haggadah in the home of Rav Sheshes? And they told me Rav Sheshes. Now we know from throughout Shas that Rav Yosef and Rav Sheshes were blind. And from here we see that even though they were blind, then they're still mechuyev to say Haggadah. Because if not, how could a person who's not obligated in the mitzvah be the individual who's being mitzi the other people in the mitzvah? Answers the Gemara, Kusavi Rabbanon, the Rabbanon are of the opinion that Matzah B'Zman Hazeh is only the Rabbanon. And therefore, since the mitzvah Haggadah is connected to the mitzvah of Matzah, if the mitzvah of Matzah B'Zman Hazeh is only the Rabbanon, so too will be the mitzvah of Haggadah. And therefore, they are Mechuyev with Rabbanon, and they can be mitzi other people who are also only Mechuyev with Rabbanon. Says the Gemara, Mechlad of Achba Yaakov, that said that a Suma is part from under Godah, obviously is of the opinion that a Godah B'Zman Hazeh is a Deraisa. So he's of the opinion, Sava Matzah B'Zman Hazeh Deraisa, and since Matzah is a Deraisa, so too will the Haggadah be a Mitzvah Deraisa. Ask the Gemara, but Rav Achba Yaakov, who the Omer, Matzah B'Zman Hazeh, Medrabbanan. He's the one that told us elsewhere that Matzah B'Zman Hazeh is a Derabbanan. How can we say that he's the one that holds that Matzah B'Zman Hazeh is a Deraisa? Answers the Gemara, Kesavar, his opinion is that called the Tikkun Rabbanan came Deraisa Tikkun. And just like when Matzah was a Deraisa, B'Zman Shebeis HaMidrash HaYakayim, certainly it was a Deraisa. And the way we're learning now, the Suma was there for Potter from an Agadah. So even though now B'Zman Hazeh it's only Midrabbanan, is still, since we have a rule called the Tikkun Rabbanan Kein Deraisa Tikkun, we can't have the Suma leading the Haggadah. Ask the Gemara, Rav Sheshes Rav Yosef Nami, this rule of Havadai that called the Tikkun Rabbanan Kein Deraisa Tikkun is a rule throughout Shas. And therefore we come back to our original question, how could they have been the ones to lead, and they were unfortunately blind, how could they be the ones to lead the Seder and we might see everybody in the Seder if called Tikkun Rabbanan Kein Deraisa Tikkun and Midaraisa, it's a chiv, they would be potter. Answers the Gemara, Hachi Hashta. The Gemara says that Rav Sheshis and Rav Yosef disagree with Rav Acha ben Yaakov. And they hold that a Suma is chayv in the Agada Midaraisa. And that his obligation in the Agada is equivalent to everybody else. And since their obligation is equivalent to everybody else, they could be Moitzios. We have the Pasuk. Hachi Hashtam. The pasuk that we wanted to learn, the halacha of the Haggadah from Ben Tzair and Meirah, says the Gemara, it's not a good comparison. Bishlama hasam, by the parsha Ben Tzair and Meirah, when the Havelei Lamechta, what the Torah should have written, is B'neinu Hu. And instead of saying B'neinu Hu, the Torah wrote the word B'neinu Zeh. Shmamina, the Torah used this language to teach us, Prat L'sumun Hu Da'asud, if the parents are Chaman Shalom blind, the son can become a Ben Tzair and Meirah. Aval hacha, that's the right wording. My lichtav, el bavur matzomar hudasa. And therefore, the fact that the Torah used the word ze by matz and maror is not to be taught as an indication that a blind person is potter, and they held that a blind person is chayiv in the mitzvah sipi yitzis mitzrayim like everyone else.